USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Beloved actor Sidney Poitier has died at the age of 94.
Were there not an untold number of courageous, unselfish choices made by a handful of visionary American filmmakers, directors, writers, and producers, each with a strong sense of citizenship responsibility to the times in which they lived, each unafraid to permit their art to reflect their views and values, ethical and moral, and moreover acknowledge them as their own.
Sidney's trailblazing career stemmed from humble beginnings. He found work as a janitor at the American Negro Theater in exchange for acting lessons. Several years later, he became a household name with the film No Way Out. No details were released on the cause of death. USA Radio News.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs WhipSmart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Without providing any scientific data, the Center for Disease Control, or CDC, now says isolation after COVID-19 infection has been reduced from 10 days to 5 days. Now a major American retailer is following suit.
Walmart employees' pandemic-related time off is decreasing. The big box retailer sending memos to its employees this week saying they will now only get 1 week off instead of two. This comes after the CDC cut isolation time for asymptomatic people who test positive for COVID-19 from 10 days to five. Walmart's new guidelines will be in place through March 31st and will be available to employees regardless of their vaccination status. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The rate of Americans with COVID-19 who are ending up in the hospital has dropped 50% compared to a year ago. Infections are up, but hospitalizations and deaths are down. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Internet cookies that attach to your personal web browsing habits and inform websites of your viewing habits and purchases are quite intrusive when you see what they actually do, all under the guise of ensuring you a better web experience. The country of France is now standing up and taking notice.
French regulators have fined Google and Facebook and ordered them to make it easy for users to reject cookies on their platform as it is to accept them. The National Commission for Informatics and Freedoms fined Google more than $169 million and Facebook more than $67 million for violating the French Data Protection Act. The commission found that the tech companies offer a button allowing the user to immediately accept cookies, but do not provide an equivalent solution to allow users to reject cookies. The fact that they cannot refuse the cookies as easily as they can accept them influences their choice in favor of consent. Along with the fines, they ordered Facebook and Google to provide French users with a means of refusing cookies that's as simple as the existing means of accepting them. The committee said the companies will be fined about $113,000 per day. A representative for Facebook's parent company, Meta, said the company was reviewing the authorities' decision and remains committed to working with relevant authorities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.